This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's a comedy club that's killer, literally. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Rebecca, we're comedians, right? Or at least we lie to ourselves.
Yeah. My Instagram does say comedian.
Yeah, so there, it's a pretty official.
Yeah.
But you, in Los Angeles or the United States, you can't talk about comedy and clubs without mentioning the Comedy Store.
Absolutely.
In
LA,
in Hollywood,
it's like,
yeah,
the premier, like, hallowed hall.
Yes.
Like, it's coke dusted.
It's
fabled.
It's dreams have lived and died there every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We perform there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so anyone can perform there, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. Low bar now.
Low bar, yeah. But it is, I think it's a, I feel like it's a place, you know, I mean, if you haven't seen it, the outside seems like it's been done, but the inside looks like it's frozen in time.
It's in that area of Hollywood where there's a Viper Room right there. You're in like deep West Hollywood.
Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Exactly. So much history in that area, but specifically the Comedy Store.
Which are rock, kind of rock stars in their own right.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I feel, you know, the pictures on the wall, and I feel like just the building itself has probably captured so many emotion, highs mm-hmm. and lows. That's all there are.
Yeah.
It's all highs or lows, whether you're there and having a really good time, or you're a comedian killing it, or you're a comedian not killing it, or you're somebody mm-hmm. who's having a bad time. And I'm sure there's probably so many things that have happened there. If these walls could talk, I guess.
Absolutely.
But I'm wondering if it was kind of, in a way, set up for disaster, because it wasn't always the Comedy Store. There's life before the Comedy Store, Rebecca.
What?
Yeah.
Mm?
No, yeah.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
And there's life before the internet.
Mm.
That,
now you're just fucking...
No, this is definitely true. The building that the Comedy Store is in was originally built in the 1930s by nightclub developer and owner William Wilkerson. The late 30s. Want to be a nice nightclub called Ciro's. C-I-R-O. Apostrophe. That's a cool name, right?
Cool name.
We're going to Ciro's tonight.
That's right.
And we'll take my girl Ciro's
tonight.
Yeah,
put my machine gun elsewhere.
Yeah,
got my
yeah.
girl, got my fedora. We're going to swing.
Yeah, we're going to. And then, you know, like the Great Depression's pretty much over at this point.
Yeah.
Let's have a good time, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you're kind of getting into, you know, like wartime shit.
Yeah.
People are amped.
Yeah, people are excited.
There's money again. Production. Hollywood, too. The golden era of Hollywood. Films are being made all over that area.
And you need a club. You need
yeah,
a club
you need to, a place to dance it out.
Then, you know what I mean? Show your face.
Mm-hmm.
So Ciro's in Hollywood was that place. What eventually became the Comedy Store. And yeah, for 20 years, it was just like the place. Like you said, Hollywood, you want to be seen, or you wanted to see somebody, you go there.
Like four Harvey Wallbangers, you
sure.
go home.
A highball glass.
That's right. You're there with your mistress, you go at your wife.
Wife, yeah. Or you go with your wife sometimes, leave your mistress at home. I'm old-fashioned, I'm sorry. I leave my mistress at home sometimes. Now, what makes this very exciting and probably not surprising, the mafia was involved.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, with a name like Ciro's.
It's got, I mean, it absolutely
you're
has to
get
be.
Get the meatballs and you're going to leave your gun at home. You just
no,
bring it.
You bring it with you. And Mickey Cohen ran a brothel right next to Ciro's.
God, everything in the 30s and 40s just had a brothel attached to it.
Yeah.
It just was.
I mean, if there was a Chipotle and they mm-hmm. were brothels were still cool, there'd be
exactly.
a brothel.
Like, you know that Habit Burger?
Yeah.
It was a brothel.
It was a brothel, yeah. Everything was a brothel at one point. So the mafia was involved. So obviously, nefarious things would happen. In the basement, now this is convenient. I think it's convenient. There was an abortion clinic right in the basement.
The walls could talk.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, the conversation of abortion, unfortunately, really hasn't evolved as much as we'd like it to, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you hear a lot of bits about abortion at the Comedy Store that are not doing this area justice.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. So there were obviously illegal abortions down there. And one woman died. And the nurse was publicly humiliated and probably killed by the dead woman's boyfriend. So, well, yeah, there was
it's like, okay, like, poor woman is just trying to help another woman's life not be baby ridden.
Right.
Like, they're not sanitary.
No, I know.
In a basement of the fucking
mafia. They weren't taken into consideration. Yeah.
And it's like, and then her boyfriend kills her. Great.
Yeah.
Like,
so let's kind of fast forward. And I've actually heard about this story. I forget where I heard it. Maybe on Mark Maron's WTF podcast, possibly.
Mark Maron?
Talking about.
Oh, I guess he would know.
He would know. Yeah, I mean, he's, he would know. This
talked
I think
about
even
abortion.
I think this is before that. I guess it was, there was a strike, like there was like a stand-up comedy strike, I guess, you know, that thing is like, you don't, I mean, listen, we don't, but, and I don't know what the rules are, but getting paid isn't the norm. It's the opportunity to perform. That's the norm. So I guess maybe there was a strike around that. And then one comedian,
This is in the 70s.
Okay. Yeah. Steve, Lubetkin. I hope this is one of his biggest stars. Steve Lubetkin, who's a friend of, Mitzi Shores, who owns, owned the Comedy Store, Paulie Shore's mother.
I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah.
She's an EP, and the portrayal of her is, as her being executive producer, it's already like a really awful portrayal of her.
Yeah, yeah.
She died, though.
Yeah, she's supposed to be pretty intense. But he was, I guess, involved in the strike, and he wasn't allowed to perform at the store after that, which obviously he was trying to make some kind of comeback. And he... you know the hotel next door, the big hotel? It's the Andaz now, which I was actually just at recently. That's, I believe, where they got the, where Led Zeppelin.
Was it the Ramada? Was it like a chain?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
No, this it was the Continental. It used to be the Continental back in the day. You know when Almost Famous?
Yes.
When he's on the roof, Golden God. Mm-hmm. I think that was the hotel they were either used or was referencing. I think they were referencing that. And it's next. It was the Continental then. Now it's the Andaz. And that has a ton of history, too. I was in there and I was like, this is totally amazing. My friend was staying there and I spent a lot of time. But he jumped off the roof of the Continental trying to land on the roof or whatever of the Comedy Store and killed himself over this.
Well, can you imagine someone doing that about the pack?
Or any place, you know what I mean? Or any place.
specifically the pack.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know. Maybe. But it's not worth it if you're thinking about it.
It's not worth it.
And you want to know what the suicide note said?
Yeah.
My name?
No,
is,
actually, don't tell me.
You want to guess what it is?
Tell me.
I'm going to do charades about it. My name is Steve Lubetkin. I used to work at the Comedy Store. And that's it. And I guess, in the note, he blamed Mitzi for not letting him perform there more. So,
blood in her hands.
Yeah.
That being said, like, yeah, I mean, again, there's so much pressure being put on entertainers to succeed and do so, well.
Within that, there's people that have worked there that have seen apparitions or, there's been like people
do
that have worked there.
Do they think it's him or just like they don't know?
I don't know. I think they just think that it's just like kind of. Just haunted. I don't know. There was, there's just...
Wait, can I ask you something to deviate a little bit? Do you believe in ghosts?
I'm a pretty... Like, I don't really believe in ghosts. I was thinking that on the way here, actually. Like, I believe in kind of the suggestion of it. I have some pretty kind of weird stories I'm not going to tell right now, though.
That oh, my God.
Kind
of,
that extras. Have affected me kind of.
Patreon.
But I'm also, cool. I'm not one to, like, disrespect the dead, or I don't, like, kind of, like, I'm very kind of, and it's a superstition, but I just want to, like, to respect people's, you know, kind of beliefs. But I mean, the occult, when it comes to movies or music, you know, like death metal or black metal and mm-hmm. stuff like that. The imagery, things like you know, Satanism, not in the sense of like, I believe in it, but you know, that thing of like, you know, the book of Satan or Anton LaVey or kind of, mm-hmm. I find occult, all that very, very interesting.
I think that stuff is so interesting.
It's interesting in, it's just a very powerful visual, but so are any religious, you know, churches are, I mean, I'm not a religious person, but like old school churches are amazing to look at and to be in. Like, it's the imagery, stained glass, like all of it is just very, very powerful. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, even songs that reference, not necessarily like Christian groups, but like songs that reference God in whatever way they think, is always so powerful and moving because it has that behind it. And I always love, I mean, mm-hmm. I love songs that reference like God or the Lord, but not necessarily in the way of like, we're a Christian band and it just happens to work into their song, is always super powerful. But I'm not really, it's weird. Like, I don't know, but I generally don't. Okay. But there's things that have kind of freaked me out. You know what I mean?
I cannot wait to hear it. Not now, but I can't wait to hear them.
It's tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's some tough stuff, but, it doesn't mean I don't let it freak me out. Like, if we're in a, I'm not like brave. Like, if we, hopefully we'll go somewhere and we'll do some of these like live or whatever. I'm not going to go there and be tough. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be scared of ghosts.
Yeah.
I'm scared of things that I don't think exist. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't,
We're still humans, and like, we have irrational fears as we have rational fears. You know? I think it's part of being a human. I want to believe in ghosts really badly. Like, I want it. So, but I'm like one of those like over eager, like I'll never see a ghost or have anything.
Cause you want it too bad.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, I like, you know, it's like being on like a murder case, like a jury duty and everyone's like, who, like nobody wants to be here, but you're like, I want to be here. I want to be here.
Yeah, then you don't want to get sent home.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You freak. That's with me and ghosts. But I do think there's so many unexplained things. It's hard. I don't know what to make of that. You know, like, I think in my head, I want to believe. I don't really. I'm like, where's the proof? But I'm eager to hear for the proof. But there's so many other people who have said stuff that nobody can explain.
And people that have said the same thing. But there's also like a kind of a mob or like a kind of like crowd mentality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of suggestion. I think there's a lot of power.
It can't all be like a carbon monoxide leak, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what really to make of that, because I'm in love with the idea of it.
Me too.
I love it presented. I think it's, you know, because it comes from a thing where it's like, it always makes sense in some way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like aliens. I mean, dude, I'm sure there's other life forms. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people say they see aliens all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily on that tip, but you know, it's like, there's probably other life forms out there. I can believe that. You know,
yeah. You know, someone explained ghosts to me really interestingly, which we'll get back to the comedy store, but I think this is great. I'm alone. Everyone's like, wrap it up.
Yeah.
But the idea of ghosts being like an imprint, or like energetic imprint. Like, I do believe like transfer of energy and like kinetic energy.
Sure. Yeah.
But seeing a ghost, like, ghosts are often where they died or like doing things that they do a lot, where it's like almost the energy doing the motions after the person has left. Like kind of like a campfire where you see the ash from the fire, but it's not there.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting.
I think, no, I mean, there could be some kind of biochemical thing. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't know how that's measured. So, I think it's definitely possible. And listen, if you've been to the comedy store
or just go, seriously, send us ghost stories. Like, I want to hear all of them. I want to read them on air.
Yeah.
I like fucking get off on that shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. So if you know what I mean? Like, if so, to kind of wrap up the comedy store, to be inside of it, it does seem like if you woke up in a nightmare and it was a comedy store, you'd be like, oh yeah, this place is pretty, because it's very narrow. It's a lot of narrow hallways, a lot of brown and like black and white pictures on the wall. I don't know how, it's not, the outside's been updated. I don't feel like the inside is like as
no,
super updated.
It's not. I mean, it's all carpeted, if that tells you anything.
But it's amazing that it's kind of kept, but I think it's trapped in a lot of emotion. And I mm-hmm. believe like that could be like just, it's just, it's like in a pressure cooker of emotion. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that in itself could make you see things or feel things or hear things. So, but yeah, if you have any insight on the Comedy Store or just straight up ghost stories.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to invite us to an open mic?
Yeah, you got an open mic you want us to go to? You can email us ghosttownpod@gmail.com or our socials, which is all ghosttownpod. Mm-hmm. And we would love to, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Any other tidbits, Comedy Store tidbits you want to share? Any,
you know, it's
personal. How's your own personal experience being there?
I'm always in awe. Like, I'm just in awe of, like, it's a historic landmark, even though it's, mm-hmm. I don't think it's classified as one. So for me in itself, it's just like, you know, Dave Chappelle's last special was in the Belly Room.
Yeah. It's Belly Room is the smallest room in the Comedy Store.
Now I'm kind of like piecing up this article that the Belly Room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it the Belly Room? Does it have anything to do with the abortion clinic? I'm theorizing. I don't know.
Let us know if
Let
you have any
know.
Insight.
Yeah, if you have any
Mitzi's
insight.
Ghost, yeah. Come at us.
Yeah, or don't come at us. I'm kind of scared.
Come at
no.
me.
Yeah, just,
no,
just
she, that would not be the ghost that I would want to encounter, I think. That'd be a little intense.
Who do you want to be?
Someone hot.
Oh. Hot ghost?
Yeah, like a James Dean.
He's busy. He's not.
Oh, he's busy already.
For you, yes.
You got a Ouija board? You got a Ouija board with some divining rods?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.